Well, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas celebration. It was wonderful to be here and to meet many visitors, especially families that sometimes had 3-4 generations visiting. Christmas seems to bring families together. And for good reason then, this Sunday, the first Sunday after Christmas, we celebrate and we dedicate to the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We look to them for their example and their inspiration. We really don't have many accounts of our Lord's childhood, his growing up. But this year, we do have presented to us an account when he was 12 years old of how he, Mary, and Joseph went to Jerusalem for Passover, and then he was lost. So they had to travel about 100 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem. It was customary that good Jews within that 100-mile radius would go to Jerusalem for the special feast days, particularly Passover. So they did that. Afterwards, they returned back to Nazareth, going on this 5-day journey. It wasn't uncommon that, being a large group perhaps from Nazareth, men would get together, women would get together, sort of like a Christmas party, that the women stay in the living room and the men go down into the man's cave, and there they have their little festivity. Well, Joseph thinks Jesus is with Mary, and vice versa. He's missing, lost, and they find him in the temple. Perhaps there's a good point for all of us here, especially in our contemporary society, that as a family, we don't want to lose sight of members. We don't want members of our family, our loved ones, to be lost, to be missing in action, to be present, but really to be absent. A friend of mine sent me a link to a YouTube video, I guess that's what you call it, about a commercial that IKEA produced for Spain. So it had some English subtitles to it, but it was a Spanish commercial. There was a teacher who, and this is a true story, a teacher who had 10 grade school children, probably first or second grade, and she had the children write a letter to the three kings about presents for Christmas. In our tradition, we write letters to St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, but in Spain and other European countries, they write to the three kings and they exchange gifts on Epiphany, be that as it may. So the little kids are writing their letters to the three kings asking for different toys, a bicycle, a dog, something like that. Then the teacher had the kids write a letter to their parents, asking their parents for what they really wanted for Christmas. And here's some of the things that the children wrote to their parents. Please spend more time at home with me. Play with me.